Welcome again. It's Sunday afternoon, and we're here at Awaken Me. If you didn't hear our story last week, you need to go back to JesusHelps.me and check that story out, because it was a dynamic 30 minutes that just flew by. And we've got returning Pastor Dan Henley. Pastor Dan Henley is the senior pastor at Journey Christian out in Cordova. His church meets at 10:30. You can find out more about Journey Christian. It's journeymemphis.org. Pastor Dan Henley comes to us by way of Jackson, Mississippi, by way of Michigan, where he was in the computer business working for a company I think everybody's heard of called IBM. He had a record there at IBM where he took the worst things into the best things, and then he went on to get transferred here into Memphis with another computer company. But God had different plans and put a call on his life. And so, Pastor Dan, we're so glad to have you back with us.
It's good to be back.
I'm going to jump right in here. Last week, you talked about all of these great stories of what's happening in the kingdom of God here in Memphis, Tennessee. We also want to highlight that last week we talked a lot about June 25th is the Family Faith Festival. It's going to be at Shelby Farm starting at 10 a.m. It's open to all people. We're expecting about 5,000 people there. We're expecting African-American churches to come and support this. We're expecting Caucasian white churches to come and support this. It is an old-fashioned Kingdom of God celebration. We're going to try to mimic what it's going to be like at that marriage supper of the Lamb, when people from all tribes, people from all nations and all tongues following the King. I need to calm down here. All right, Pastor Dan, we're just really excited to have you back with us. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. It is great to be back. I didn't think you could have that much fun on a radio talk show interview. Man, I had a ball last week and just so appreciative to be back. So thank you.
It was very, very encouraging to hear about the stories in Memphis, this idea of people of faith not only having faith, but also having works to go with them.
That's it.
So you kept referring to all these stories, so we wanted to have you back because you got a lot of great stories.
Oh, yeah.
You've been following Jesus for a long time. So we're not going to get back into what it was like to start following Jesus. We're just going to talk today a little bit about the stories. And there's something God's really put on your heart that we really didn't get around to talking to last week. So here's your chance. So take it away, Pastor Dan.
Well, thank you so much. And for me, that's 365 days of prayer. 365 days of prayer. I'm going to come back to that, but let me tell you a quick story. So I was out walking. I was walking my dog Sunday morning, and I came back into the house, and my wife had 33 things on a sheet of paper. And she said, "This is what you're doing." And for her size, she only had 10 things. She said, "You're doing too much." And then as we sat down, my list blew up to over 70 things.
How many things?
Over 70. 70. Things. It was like, how do you do that without being overwhelmed? Absolutely no way you can do it. When I tell all these stories, this stuff is actually happening. Unless you center in prayer. And what I do, I center in prayer and I say, okay, God, what are we going to do today? And we just do that. Well, prayer is not preparation for the battle. Prayer is where the battle is won.
Amen.
Let me say that again. Prayer is not preparation for the battle. Prayer is where the battle is won. 4 years ago, when I came to Agape Child and Family Services to be the chief spiritual health officer, the big idea was, how do we keep faith in social services? A lot of times when social services agencies start to grow, start to get all that government money in, they have all these government restrictions, they tend to do what's called the drift. They drift away from what got them there, which is, quite honestly, the faith side. So David Jordan, our president and CEO, didn't want to do that. So he created this role that would focus on that. How do you keep faith in social services? Well, prayer is how I've done this. I'm a prayer man. I pray with the best of them. I pray with everybody. You name it, I pray. Now, I know some people get offended, man, but I pray with my silent brothers. Well, we just silent. I pray with Catholics, and then I pray with my Baptist brothers and my Kojic brothers. We pray in tongues. I do all of them, right? That's just who I am. So when we started, we went to Fraser, to Pursuit of God Church. We got a couple of pastors together, and we just prayed. We said, God, would you do something here, right here at Pursuit of God Church? Well, the rest is history. God had blown that thing up. From humble beginnings, again, I told you about the story where Bellevue came in and gave a $4 million building. But not only that, because the money isn't the issue. Money's out there. But us working together, oh, man, that's what God gets excited, and we do too. I mean, Steve Gaines himself came down to Pursuit of God Church to see what we were doing, how we're getting all these salvation decisions. He was even, quite honestly, challenged in some ways when people said, why would you give that church to a non-Baptist church? I love Steve Gaines. He said, well, you show me a Baptist church down there that's getting that many salvation decisions, I'll give it to him. So he teamed up with us, man. Now we got Agape in there. We got Pursuit of God Church in. We got Bellevue Baptist. All of us coming together to be a blessing to the people that started in prayer. I remember one October a couple of years ago, the murder rate was so high in Fraser. It was crazy, man. And we got together, Ricky Floyd, the pastor there at Pursuit of God Church, said we're going to do 24 hours of prayer. We started at 7 p.m. on one evening, and we finished at 7 p.m. the next evening. We were there in the park for 24 hours straight. And I was there the whole time. There wasn't a murder. It's documented. There wasn't a murder in Fraser for 58 days. Out here in the suburbs, that's no big deal. But in Fraser, that was huge.
Amen.
Even the police commented that that prayer, they believe, was the reason why. Okay? We pray, man. We pray. 40 days of prayer. We've done fasting and prayer. At Agape, our whole board has prayed and fasted together. We believe prayer is the answer. So now 365 days of prayer. I'm asking 365 churches to just take one day a year to pray for 24 hours. They can do it any way they want. My church is small in Cordova. We have, let's say, 120 folks. We'll get on a Zoom for 24 hours straight, and people just come on when they can. Right? So we share the load. Big churches, they can do this once a month. And we got 60 big churches that are doing this once a month. The Bellevues of the world, the Brown Baptists out there with Pastor Orr. And we got several of them that are doing it once a month. But I'm asking our smaller churches to do it one day a year. We already got 100. We're going to have 365 individual churches praying one day a year. And we got a way they can sign up. And again, I'm asking everybody to come through me because I'm going to know that that to-do will be handled. You won't send me a voicemail without me following up to make sure it's handled. So many times I hear people say, well, I called and nobody called me back. Well, you're not going to have that issue with us because you're going to call me. You're going to give them the number I know, and I'm going to make sure that, and I'm going to follow up with folks, have you called such and such and such? And that's how we're going to know that people are connected. People want to pray. They just don't know that we're doing this. That's just one of the things.
So if you want to call Pastor Dan Henley, his cell phone, now this is his cell phone, folks, 901-870-0599. If you're a pastor, if you're a elder,
sure.
If you're a deacon,
mm-hmm.
If you're a bishop, and you believe that your church needs to be involved in praying for the welfare of our city, our state, our nation, and our world,
that's it.
Then it's time for you to stop talking about it and do it. A good friend of mine says the greatest hindrance to prayer is not praying.
That's it.
So if you want to deepen your relationship with Jesus in your church or your organization, you need to get involved in this 365 days of prayer.
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with the denomination. It has nothing to do with doctrine. It has to talking to the living God and signing up with other churches to be encouraged and to have a little bit of accountability,
yeah.
Because all of us need a little bit of accountability,
yeah.
To put a stake in the ground that on this day, at this time, we are going to pray.
You know, that's beautiful. And some people ask, what are we praying about? You just mentioned it. We're praying for our city. 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, I'll forgive their sins, and I'll heal their land.
Amen.
God's going to heal our land. And we are the land, by the way, the people. We are the land that drinks in the rain, often falling on it. We produce a crop that's useful for those for whom it was farmed. God's going to produce that crop inside of us. Other folks going to be able to come and eat off of us and feed off of us when we pray. And there's something about praying together. Oh, man, that tickles God. His children down there playing it together. He said if just two or three would come together like that, he would be there. Imagine 365 praying together. This is a movement of God, not a Dan Henley movement, not an Agape movement, not a Bellevue movement, not a Brown Baptist. This is the people of God agreeing that prayer is so important that we're going to do a call, right? A clarion call, asking every church to pray with us. And I know a minimum of 365 are going to hear that call. We're going to pray together, and the city's going to be changed. And when we look back, we're going to be able to point to praying together. No different from Pursuit of God Church. Where we started, we had a few pastors that just came together to pray. You fast forward to tape 4 years later, what God has done has just been amazing. And it's not just Pursuit of God. Man, I got so many stories to tell you about these churches working together that we don't have time on this recording. People say that churches can't work together. That's a lie from the pit of hell. We are. All kinds of denominations, Methodist, Baptist, Kojic, Pentecostal, I mean, just you name it, we're working together. And we don't even talk about denominations. We just talk about what is the will of God. What do we think the will of God is for the city of Memphis? Okay, that's the will. Okay, God, give us some specific instructions. You tell us specifically what it is we need to do. And then here's the toughest one. And then God, give us the motivation to do it. What we like to say is in order to win, you got to learn how to whim, W-I-M. In order to win, W-I-N, you have to learn how to whim, W-I-M. Whim is the will of God, praying for the will of God. The I is instructions from God. Specifically, God, tell us how to do this. And then the motivation to do it. Because sometimes God will tell us to do something. And it's difficult to a black man like me to go to a white brother. I went to a huge white church and they allowed me to speak. And I said, I want to tell you hello from the other side. If you've never heard a black man say, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. I'm sorry for being angry and bitter and judgmental and holding you captive for things, quite honestly, you didn't even do. If you've never heard that, you heard it from me. It's difficult, man. My own daughter, my baby girl, who's 28, said, Dad, why would you humiliate yourself like that? To me, that never even crossed my mind. But to her, that was challenging. But now that she's watched God move, because this is the only place God's going to move is in brokenness and humility. He's not going to move in pride. Why should a white brother ever come to me if I have that attitude? Now, don't get me wrong. I have what's called vitiligo, which is a thing where you lose your pigmentation. So my skin looks like I'm a little black and a little white. Mm-hmm. So I tell my white brethren about themselves, what God's calling them to do. I tell my black brothers what God's saying to you. God says, will you forgive them if they never repent? Will you forgive them? Because that's what God's calling us to do. My white brethren, you have a responsibility to look in and see how can I help? What is it? Because I know I've been isolated. I've been doing my own thing. One guy said it to me like this, Dick Bott. He's 88 years old. He's over Bott Radio. I know he doesn't mind me saying it because this is his heart. He said, Dan, when I was growing up, I never noticed what was absent. I only noticed what was present. In other words, some of the things you're talking about and the blacks are talking about, I didn't notice that because I noticed my family, my neighborhood, the people I hung out with. I didn't notice what was absent. I have a brother who's over at Independent Presbyterian Church, very good friend of mine. We're the same age. He said, Dan, I must have missed the 60s. I didn't know all that was going on until later. Now, some people will say, well, there's no way he could have missed the 60s. No, he's telling the truth, man. He missed it. Because he was at his private school, doing his thing with his buddies. How could he notice what was absent?
Well, I think the way people notice what's happening now is things are beginning to spiral.
Sure.
Out of control.
Absolutely.
You know, here in the city of Memphis, because we want to be real on this radio show, per capita, we are one of the most dangerous cities in America. We set a record in 2021 for expressway shootings.
Yeah.
Some of those were road rage. Some of those were just shootings. I know many of us have had family members. My son was going to the airport He was driving 55 miles an hour on 240, which is unusual. And a guy didn't like it, pulled around him and sent a 9mm over his hood.
Yeah.
It missed everything. And that didn't even get reported.
No.
But we do live in a city where things are beginning to spiral out of control. And it's getting hard not to notice.
Yeah.
Our police department is down on the number of officers that it needs. If you're frustrated about all of these things, I want you to really listen to this. There's always hope because Jesus does live. And amidst all of this turmoil and amidst this strife and in the middle of this division, God is raising up a remnant of people that are putting together their faith and their works. And this is what we've been talking about this last couple of shows with Pastor Dan Henley.
Yeah.
So, Pastor Dan, we've kind of had some heaviness here. So could you give us some current illustrations of what are some of the things that God is doing to put people together following him? Because, you know, when we get to heaven, there's not going to be a black heaven and a white heaven. There's just one heaven. There's not going to be an American heaven and a Ugandan heaven and an Indian heaven. It's going to be people from all tribes, all tongues, and all nations, all there following the king. So what's the king doing here in Memphis? What marching orders has he been giving you this past year or so?
Well, hope. You mentioned hope earlier. Let me give you our definition of hope, because I think it's so important. Hope is an earnest expectation of a brighter future and a knowing that I have a role to play in making that happen.
Say that again.
Hope is an earnest expectation of a brighter future. Many people stop there. Hope is, I'm a hoping and praying for it. No. Hope is an earnest expectation of a brighter future and, conjunction, a knowing that I have a role to play in making that happen. So sure, we hope for a brighter future in Memphis, right? God's healing Memphis. We are hoping and a praying. We got 365 days of prayer, but we're not just praying. When God gives us some specific instructions, we are going to do it. We're going to have what's called the Faith Family Reunion on June the 25th at Shelby Farms. We got the biggest venue that we could hold here in Memphis because we're going to need it. It's going to be a big picnic, big festival. Blacks and whites and Latinos and Asians all coming together. We have a minimum of 5,000 people, different genres and venues and musical selections from our Latino brothers and sisters and white crowd. We're going to have what's called Maverick City Music. We're going out to Maverick City because they've done a crossover for the younger folks. You and I are the age. You might know, might not. I'm not sure. My kids know about Maverick because they've crossed over blacks and whites and Latinos. We're going to come together because on June the 25th is right in the middle of Juneteenth, which some think is the Black Independence Day, or in 4th of July, which some say is the White Independence Day. Well, right in the middle is June 25th, this Faith Family Reunion, this festival, and we call it the Bridge. Why? Because the bridge touches both sides, but it rises above the division. Now, the division is still there, but the bridge rises above the division to show what only God can do. And we will come together. We're going to celebrate together. And we're going to have opportunities to learn more about ways to get more awareness, education, and ways to engage together as the people of God, as the kingdom of God in Memphis, Tennessee.
You know, Jesus said an interesting thing that a lot of times we just blow right by, but it is so profound. Jesus says, "For by this shall you know that you are my followers, how you love one another."
Yeah.
So Jesus says, my followers love each other.
Yeah.
So my challenge out there to you today is, if you're listening to this, how are you loving your brothers and sisters that are different than you? Well, first of all, if you don't know any brothers and sisters that are different from you, it's hard to love them, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, you can fix that on June 25th.
Yeah.
You can show up with your family, your Sunday school group. You can show up with your whole church.
Mm-hmm.
Shelby Farms, if you haven't been out there lately, God is bringing the nations to Shelby Farm. It's the largest inland park in the United States.
That's it.
The facilities are second to none.
Mm-hmm.
There's plenty of bathrooms. It's very safe. It's well-groomed. Lots of parking. What we need are the people of God to show up to celebrate Jesus.
Yeah, that's
what faith family festival is, of showing Memphis, Tennessee, that the followers of Jesus are different. They love each other. Yeah. The followers of Jesus not only talk about their faith, they not only talk about their works every now and then, they are actually involved in loving one another. This is the spirit that I can see in your eyes.
Oh, yeah.
This is the spirit that we're trying to communicate here on the radio. Show up on June 25th. It starts at 10 a.m. And if you can't be there at 10 a.m., well, just bring your picnic basket, bring your cooler water or some soft drinks, bring your favorite dessert.
Yep.
And when people walk by, stick out your hands and say hi, because there's going to be hopefully 5,000 or 6,000 people out there that really don't know each other.
Yeah. Bring all those things, because some can. The ones that can't afford it, you just come. Everything's going to be provided. All the food.
Everything's going to be provided. So if I want to, if I've never ridden a horse, I can go out there and get on a horse.
It's paid for.
And it's paid for.
You've never been on a paddle boat, it's paid for. On the bouncers, the food,
it's paid for.
That's it. If you want a hot dog or some ribs and you don't have it, it's paid for. Now, some do have it. And they'll be out there in droves sharing, because that's the kingdom of God. And those that don't have it, you come, nobody will ever know who has and who doesn't, because we're going to all be there together having a wonderful time. Everything will be provided for.
Everything will be provided.
That's God now. Everything will be provided for. We're not asking for any money. I'm very grateful, a white brother, that just since I've been at Agape, man, he's been a blessing, and God pierced his heart to help bless the work that we're doing. There'll be others that are going to chime in and do this thing. And some people say, well, why are you making it all free? Well, some people honestly can't afford this, man. Think about the mom with 7 kids down there. And we're going to even help her get transportation to this thing. And we're going to do that. And we're going to do it in such a way that they're going to have dignity and honor. All right? That's the kingdom of God.
Kingdom of God at work.
Yeah.
So if you want to know a little bit more about this, here's his cell phone number. Now, this is a brave man. He's putting his cell phone number out there, 901-870-0599. Or if you're a little shy about talking to him and you want to email him, it's pastordan33@gmail.com. That's pastordan33@gmail.com. Pastor Dan is the senior pastor of Journey Christian Church in Cordova, Tennessee. He's also the chief spiritual health officer of the Agape Child and Family Services.
Right here in Memphis, yeah.
I just always have known it as Agape, but it's technically Agape Child and Family Services. He's also very, very instrumental in this Church Developer Network, which is an association of over 1,400 pastors that have come together. And they share best practices.
Yep.
They encourage one another. They share resources. If your church needs extra resources, or you think you need extra resources, they can help you determine what exactly you need and how best to use those resources.
Yeah.
Well, Pastor Dan, it's that time again. It's sure been fun to spend the last couple of Sunday afternoons with
Thank you so much. Thank you.
If you want to re-listen to this in a couple of weeks, it will be on JesusHelps.me. Just click on Awaken 2. If you are out there and you want to get in touch with Pastor Dan, we really encourage you to. And Pastor Dan, we look forward to the Faith Family Festival on June 25th, starting at 10 a.m. It's for everybody, and we hope we'll see you out there. My wife has a little bit of a back issue, but I think that the three-legged race that hopefully we'll have, if somebody's got some burlap bags, we'll probably challenge you and your wife.
Oh, yeah.
And we'll probably see who can come in last. And we'll be out there having fun together. There'll be families. There'll be games. There'll be horseback riding. There'll be paddle boating. And most of all, there'll be Jesus.
Yes.
There'll be an opportunity for you to get to know how to love your neighbor. Thanks for being here.
And thank you so much for this opportunity. Thank you.
And remember, there's always hope while Jesus lives.
There is hope.
This is a Valley of the Whale production.